told me how bad my interception was, but it was a good tackle.
Well, you look like Mariano Rivera out there in the fourth quarter.
I don't know if I'm throwing that much.
Hide out of the bullpen.
Yeah. We were just able to get things going in that fourth quarter, and I think everybody was just kind of in the zone.
Well, stay in that zone.
That's the plan.
Given the way this teams are stacking the box defensively against you, can the offense, the passing game, open it up for the running game a little bit?
I think so. I mean, when people stack the box, you gotta push them downfield, and you kind of gotta make them pay. And I mean, I expect that with Coker in the backfield, we're probably gonna get that a lot this year. So it's something that we have to concentrate on as quarterback and wide receivers. Is we gotta capitalize when they're gonna do that to us, and try to make them pay for bringing eight or nine guys down into the box.
Because obviously, despite what happened Saturday, you don't expect this team to switch to a.
No, yeah, I don't see us going no huddle anytime soon.
What is it about their defense? I know it's basically just a 3-4, but it has a guy kind of moving around, right?
Yeah, it's I don't know if I'd call it a 3-4. The way I'd say is they have a lot of guys that can play a lot of positions, so it's all going to be about ID and who's down linemen and who's linebackers and who's secondary, because they got a lot of really talented players that can be a linebacker or be a safety or come off the edge, so it's all going to be about ID and people.
Is it set up to confuse?
No, I think it is for sure. It's set up to confuse and, confuse your line, confuse your quarterback. It's definitely a different defense.
Do you get the sense that teams are maybe going to eventually switch to running that sort of defense where they have, like, that linebacker-safety hybrid, much like you kind of see with 3-4, you have a D-end outside linebacker hybrid sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I know you see it a lot in the NFL, but there's not that many college teams doing it, and it's not something you see on a weekly basis. So it's going to take a really good week of preparation for us to be comfortable, to get comfortable against it come Saturday.
Their team, they've gone up against quality opponents already, like Florida State, TCU. Do you get a sense that after Saturday's game that's going to give you guys a better idea just kind of how you stack up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're going to try using it as a measuring stick, but I think we know that this team coming in is really good, and they're not afraid of anybody. They've battled a lot of good teams, so I think everybody knows that. And as soon as you turn on the film, you can see it, that they play really hard and they're really talented. So it's just a chance for us to take another step forward, and we're just looking forward to the challenge come Saturday.
Yeah, I know you just said that you don't expect to be completely changing to a no huddle anytime soon after what happened Saturday, but what would be going through your mind if, like, Coach Ferentz or Coach O'Keefe came up to you and said, okay, the first series, Saturday's game, you're going to huddle?
I mean, obviously, I'd be ready to go. I think everybody would. I think it's something that we just have a lot more confidence in now. And I think we had confidence in it before, but we finally got a chance on Saturday to do it against somebody else. And I'd say we did a pretty good job. So it's something that if we need it, we'll use it. But I don't see us doing that full-time anytime soon.
What does it say when receivers, guys like Keenan and Kevontae, managed to step up, like, especially last Saturday? Mm-hmm. Because I know Coach was saying earlier today how Marvin was really kind of came in as, like, the only certainty. Even with Keenan, they weren't exactly sure what was going to be out there with more playing time for him. But just to see those guys develop and knowing that you can rely on them in that sort of situation.
No, yeah, it's been huge. And those guys have been doing a really nice job for us for a while. And now you're just seeing it in games, and I have all the confidence in the world in them. And for us to be a good team, we need them to play their best, and they've been doing that, and that's what's really been helping us move the ball down the field.